You are listening to selfdiscoverymedia.com, where illumination and inspiration is but a click away. With so many genre topics for you on everything that you need to know in life, we celebrate and share the people who have taken the journey before you and who are now here to serve you with their wisdom and their knowledge. The next show coming up is... Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are in the world. Welcome to Sarah's View of Life here on selfdiscoverymedia.com. I'm your host, Sarah Troy, and this is my 6th anniversary. 6 years ago today, June 4th, 2013, I started the radio network. It was first called PLV, short for Positive Living Vibrations. It then became Self-Discovery Radio. And up until recently, just a few months ago, it then changed to Self-Discovery Media. Lots of things have happened and changed since I first started this network. But the message is still the same. I have had the absolute pleasure of interviewing some people from around the world that are incredible in the work that they're doing, in the stories that they have to share. That strength, that courage, that tenacity, that ability to be able to rise above, go through, and become more than what they were or what their story was. Some of the people have gone through some things and some losses that I cannot understand how they have got through it. Burnt 65% of their body, blown up in a Humvee, lost their arm, burnt skull to right down to their skull. People who have lost their children to murder. People have lost their children to car accidents. People who have lost their lives and come back to life. People who have literally had that redirect, that cosmic 2x4 that took everything away from them. But from those ashes, they rose again and became the phoenix that we celebrate so much. There are people that were willing to go through the process, go through the pain, learn from it, discover themselves through it, and understand what gift they were actually given. Because I know in the darkest hour, it's just so hard to actually understand that there is a gift in it. But if you are willing to go through the process, release the pain, that doesn't mean you don't forget. It doesn't mean you still don't hurt. It just means you're not attached to the pain. If you can release the sorrow, if you can release the fear, the trauma, you are not ever going to forget, but you are going to be able to live productively without being stuck in it. You see, the important thing about life is that we keep moving on. We don't leave people behind and go, I don't remember that person. Was I married to them once before? No. We take what we've learned from it. Maybe we've learned that to place more value upon ourselves. Maybe we've learned that we are so much more than we thought we were. Maybe we've learned that those people were very toxic for us. Maybe we've learned we're in the wrong job. And although I've learned some wonderful skills, I can't stay here. I need to move on and use those skills in something that comes from the heart. Something that really has a passion and a commitment within me to do. Well, Self-Discovery Media, for me, is that passion. This was my redirect. This was my process in getting to here. I started podcasting 7 years ago on a different network. And then 13 months later, I started my own. Did I know much about it? No. We did broadcasting with then on demand afterwards and then realized no, people want on demand to listen at their own time. So changed that. I had a lot of hosts and then they realized there's work involved. And so they slowly dwindled away. And through the 6 years, I've had many hosts come and go. Some have committed for a few years at a time. Some have realized, oh gosh, this is just too time consuming. I can't do it. And they move on. And that's okay because people don't realize how much work goes into this. This is, for me, a full-time job, full-time career, full-time commitment. This is my calling. This is where I'm meant to be. This is what I love doing. I am so inspired by the people that I bring to you that I know you will be too. And every time I do a show, there's something I come away with, something I learn, something I can apply to my own life. In many ways, these shows have been wonderful therapy. They've been a wonderful way to ease my heart and soul by saying, I see you, I hear you, you're not alone. You can do, you will do, I encourage you to. And it is so wonderful to have those people that are there sharing their expertise to help you become what you're meant to become. Life is a journey. It is fluidity. It is constantly moving with the wind. When the wind is stagnant and the waters are still and the sun is blazing, things start to ferment or catch fire. Then what really goes are the flames, but they can go out of control. You want the glow of life to be within you. You don't want to be a flame that rises up and burns out quickly. Be like the wind, which is constantly, fluidly moving in and out of the trees, in and out of everything, but constant in movement. And understand our movement isn't linear. As human beings, we think everything is a straight line. It isn't. Our DNA is twisted. You look at rhythms, they are twirly, intertwined. Everything has a movement and a different shape to it, either fractal or I don't know what they call these other twirly things, or the DNA type print, but everything is intertwined with other energies. Because the wind is energy. Because the air is energy. Because the sun is energy. This planet and its magnetism is energy. The waters that run through this planet, every single one of them, is energy. It's currency. It's frequency. It's fluidity. We are 70% body of water. So we need to constantly inflow. The oxygen that runs through our veins is like the air. It needs to be moving. Our cellular structure is constantly rejuvenating, just like the earth. It has its own seasons. We are constantly in regeneration, in growth, in moving forward. So let us look at our own lives and go, what is holding us back? Sometimes you have to pause, be still, be silent, to observe what you need to see in order to move forward. When I started this radio broadcasting, I really didn't know what I was doing. I dived into it and I didn't do it right to start off with. There's a lot of things I had to learn as I went, but that's for me how I learn. As I see the need, I do. But there's a lot of things that I've acquired along the way that has allowed me intuitively, with my soul, my heart, my spirit, to my mind, that have shown me where I need to go. So what is in the next chapter for Self-Discovery Media? Right now, we have approximately 2,400 beautiful stories here for you. Wisdom in this library that is abundant, that can change your life, empower your life. So with all that abundance, I went into building a directory. That directory is in process right now of being built. As each person comes, they go into directory. I'm not waiting until I have lots of people and putting it up. I'm putting it up as each person comes. And those people are there sharing their, with their services, their expertise that they've learned from their journey of life. The people that are in the directory are people we've interviewed. Those people that we've interviewed have content, have services. We support their services in the directory. But there's another step forward. That will be the 2020 big platform. I started another company, nonprofit, called Self-Discovery Community Organization. And that is where the services will lay also. Our aim is this, through fundraising, through sponsorship, through a collaborative books, through tutorial programs, through inspirational and manifestations. The money raised from that will go into a kitty called a Fund Action. And that Fund Action program will sponsor the people's services for those that are in a crossroads in life that need help to get back on their feet. I know what it's like to be down and I can't afford the services I need that will help me get back up. So my passion is to help people get back on their feet. Right now, I'm providing you the people who can help you do that. The amount of services that are here, there are 18 genres here. And each one of those genres has expertise. There's expertise on mental awareness. There's expertise on our physical awareness. There's expertise on business. There's expertise on education. There's expertise on our veterans, on music, on our ecological system, on raising our children. There is so much there for you that you just need to go into those genres and choose a show that resonates with you. And remember, we are a video audio blog. So every show has blog information. It's a blog in itself. And embedded in it, it has an audio show and a video show. Now, the videos only started a year ago. So you only have a year's worth of videos. 5 years before that, it was purely audio podcasts. Now you have a choice of both. You can watch the video or you can listen to the audio platforms. The thing is, are you willing to listen? You see, I don't do anything in a 30 seconds or 2 seconds. I'm not there for the people who have a very short attention span. I'm there for the people who are really ready to have a tutorial, to have a lesson being taught to them through the storytelling of people's why. How did they get to be where they are today, doing what they're doing? What was their journey that took them there, that redirected them to that meaningful purpose, their instrument in life? What are those services, or what is that instrument that is of service to us, that can help us in our own journey of life? You see, if you're not willing to listen and you want everything as a quick fix like a downloadable app, I promise you, you will never, ever be able to go through the process, come out the other side in your own self-discovery of your instrument, because you have to be willing to place time upon yourself by listening, by learning, by applying, by taking ownership of self and what you need. I am providing you the information. I am providing you the people. There are many people here with incredible expertise, massive amount of wisdom, enormous amount of inspiration, an incredible amount of direction for you. But you have to be willing to listen. And the beauty of it is, you can download it and listen on your phone, on the way to work, in a car, during a workout, while you're cooking. You can watch a video if you want and see the people for yourselves that we're interviewing. You can read the blog and see if it's a topic that interests you. You can go to their sites and look at who they are. Is this somebody I want to listen to? You can go to our directory. Is this somebody's services that I like? You see, we're an information bureau here. We have this information on these people for you. We have their why, their storytelling, and what they're doing, and how they're doing it, and who they're doing it for. It's just up to you if you're willing to listen. So Self-Discovery Community came out a year ago. Right now, it's in its blueprint and its building blocks. I'm hoping by the end of this year, or by the fall, in actual fact, that I will have a sponsor who will sponsor right now our Raising Our Gifted Children, the Forgotten Children series. I've been interviewing people who are working with children at risk, the forgotten child within, children that are being neglected, children that are needing better education, beautifully, differently abled children, and how not to look at them as if they're flawed, but to look at them as a gift because they bring something different. And each one of those people will contribute a chapter into a book. The book will be sold, and the book will raise money for the fund action that will then go out to supporting children where the need is. That is required a sponsor. But I will also have the chapters that you can be a part of. If you've had a show, or the person's had a show, they're in the directory with their services, they can buy a place, a chapter in the book, and that book will be sold, and the money will go into the fund action to afford to pay for the services for people in the directory for those in need. So the book gets all your information out there. There is a correlating video. There's video promotions that go out, and you're raising money for a good cause. That is where my passion lies. I want to help people who are ready to be helped to get back on their feet, no longer in victim mode, no longer wishing to stay there in fear, knowing that they want something more, not quite sure where to find it. By listening to us, they can find it, and then we can help subsidize that to help them get back up on their feet, get back into their own sustainability. You see, we're here to help one another. We're here to serve one another. We're here to lift one another up into being so much more than what we are. We've been selling ourselves short for far too long. We've been living under an assumption that we should be. We've been dictated to for centuries on what our role is. But this is the era of our own self-discovery. This is the era of discovering ourselves from the inside out and letting our gifts, our passions, our convictions come out and become. We know that society's rules, government, religious, dictatorship, expectations don't work. We have a broken society around the world. We know that all of this has to change. We know we need to see more equality amongst human beings, animal life, planet. We know that we need to treat each other with more respect, more understanding, more caring, more loving. We know that we have to raise our frequency, our hertz, up to a higher level, because love resonates at a high vibration. And the more we learn to love ourselves and who we are and what we're doing, the more we resonate out that love vibration that then becomes an invitation to others. The more we do that, the more we begin to glow. And the more we start becoming that beacon of light for others. We are meant to be that beacon of light for others, as others have been a beacon of light for us. And we can be that if we choose to be. Now, when you go to Self-Discovery Media, you just put Self-Discovery Media/shows, and you'll see all the genres there, and you can choose any one of interest. Under On Air is what's on air this week. Normally, we have 3 to 4 new shows every week for you, some done by my hosts, some done by me. And those shows obviously feature for a week or two, maybe, depending what genre they're on. They're not every genre covered at once because there's 18 genres. It'd be hard to do all of them every week. And it's just what beautiful guests we have at that time on what that genre is. We also have the directory, which you can just go to. It's Discovery Services Directory, which is where people will find those services. But there is the Business Discovery Directory if you are wanting to be a part of that, which means you also have to be a part of a show. And of course, these are paid things. To be on the show, you have to pay, unless you are an organization, a foundation that is serving humanity in some way, you're being of service, philanthropy, then I do not charge. The Self-Discovery community covers that cost. But this is a business, so if you wish to be interviewed, there is a fee. If you wish to be interviewed and have the directory, there is an annual fee for the directory and a fee for the show. I keep my cost down very minimum. Each show is 5 hours of production. And I try and make sure that you can afford it because I want your wisdom to be out there. And I want the listeners to have it freely. On the other side of things, though, there is going to be a subscription where you can subscribe to us. It's basically a donation. You can subscribe to us for a few dollars a month, and that just helps us keep production going. I've been wearing all of these hats for a very long time. Initially, when it started off, I had help, and Bill Mackey, he helped me for a while. But I've been on my own here now for quite a number of years doing this, and I would like to build a team. So my next stage is about branching out, building that team, building up self-discovery community, the books, bringing you more tutorials. We are going to be having very shortly coming out the 10 minutes of Pearls of Wisdom. And that will be 10 minutes little tutorials on information you need. And it's going to come from many people, from myself, from my other hosts, from my guests. And that package is going to be put together. It'll be sold very minimally, and that money will go into the fund action. See, everything is about generating that fund action so that we can help other people. But it's also about covering our costs because we still are a business. So there's a lot that we're in the pie with, around, isn't there? That it's all about from the same core. We want to make a difference in the lives of others. We want others to be inspired to make a difference in their own lives. We want them to step up and become what they are meant to be so they can be a beacon of light for someone else. It's really quite that simple. And on our genres, you'll see so many different titles because yes, we do cover things on your wellness, your health, your mental health. We do cover veterans, children. We do cover your sensuality, authors. We cover so much, the choice of positive living, their story matters, all of these things. We cover all of those because every single thing you're doing, including business, must come from the core, must come from the heart. The way we conduct business today isn't about sell, 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 profit, get it at the highest price. It's about building relationships with the people that you are serving so that you may have a longevity in your transactions. And it is about looking at people not as a dollar sign, but as somebody that you're going to serve or somebody that can serve you. And understanding it is about relationships. Everything is about people, planet, all life forms before profit. It isn't about profit at the expense of people. We've seen where that's got us. Just look at the world. Look at America right now. Look at a few other countries and go, is it working? No. But then look at so many other countries that have become more environmentally friendly, that are stepping more into veganism, that are supporting families so much more, that are there to help people get ahead because they know that when people are happy and healthy, they are more productive, they're more loyal, and there is more profit in that. So let us look at the investment in humanity and all life forms on it and this beautiful planet who's really pissed off with us. And let's look at what our contribution is. There are so many things I've learned here that I didn't know before. And I guarantee you, when you listen to the shows, there's going to be things you're going to come away with that are eye-openers and awareness, but also an invitation to shift your own perspective and to change your own lifestyle and to go in a different direction. Nobody's saying it's your fault, you're doing it wrong. We're just saying that is the way we've been taught, but now we know better. We can take that shift and move in a different direction. Because now we know better, we can do better. We also have to understand the pointing of the finger at everybody else, the three pointing back at you. Remember, it is up to us, the choices that we make. We can be a part of the problem or part of the solution. And here, on Self-Discovery Media, we have so many people that are here to help you with that solution. Because we know it's there in you. It just needs to be either brought out or shown a different way to apply it or nurtured or releasing, embracing that beautiful gift. We build orchestras here. Every genre is a different orchestra with different beautiful instruments in it. All of those instruments took a journey of life that has now brought them around to becoming something that helps you. I'm the conductor, and I love bringing those musicians to you that are going to lift your spirits, open your mind, feed your heart, and connect your soul. I'm very proud of the journey that I've taken here. I'm very proud of where I'm at. It's been hard 6 years. And I know the next 6 years is going to propel me even further, even bigger. The blueprint is there. I invite you to look at it, to become a part of it, not just as a listener, but as a participator, as a sponsor, as a supporter. I invite you to be a part of it, because in doing so, we become this beautiful orchard of wisdom, this beautiful library that is just a fingertip away of helping others on their own journey of life. There's so much wisdom here, just a click away. There's so much inspiration. There's so much invitation. And I invite you to come and listen. I invite you to come and share your story. I invite you to come and share your business, your service. I invite you just to come and share your passion for life. We cover all topics, all genres. The bottom line is this: we'll address what the problem is, but we leave you with the solution. So folks, these are my shows, Self-Discovery, on Self-Discovery Media, Sarah's View of Life, the ones that I do personally. Don't interview here, it's just me. But all the other genres, many of them I do. And it has been an honor, and I thank every single one of my guests, every single one of my hosts, for being a part of this journey with me, because you have made it what it is. You have made it something so beautiful. I'm very proud of it. I'm very proud of the message. This is my style: slow, steady, abundant knowledge, ready for you to apply. No quick fixes here. No bashing, just loving. We come from the heart. We want to ignite that heart center in you. We want to ignite your frequency into a higher level. We want you to become that beacon of light that may shine upon others, as we know it's in you. So come and listen to my stars. Somebody said to me, do you interview celebrities? Yes, everybody I interview is a celebrity. They've stepped forth and unselfishly share their wisdom. That is something to celebrate. So happy anniversary to me. I've done it 6 years. Let's see what the next 6 years brings. And I hope that the next 6 months brings even more growth. If you wish to help us along the way, we do have a donation button. Just go to our Fund It button and you'll see the donation package there. And I thank you for helping and supporting us. I love what I do. This is what I was born to do. I love the people I get to interview. I love the response from the people that listen. I love where it's going. Some people say long shows are out. It's only the short ones. And I totally disagree. The short ones invite people to listen to the long ones. You see, in the end, wisdom doesn't come in a little downloadable app. Wisdom is something you acquire through the years of accumulative knowledge. It's actually understanding which knowledge applies. Which knowledge applies to you. That's the wisdom. So come and get wise. And here's to the next 6 years. Selfdiscoverymedia.com, selfdiscoverycommunity.org. Please take a look at the services directory, the business directory. And stay tuned for the Pearls of Wisdom series and any other things that are coming. And if you're a sponsor out there, we have wonderful sponsorship packages and we're open to negotiate on anything. Just come with your heart and your goodwill and a desire to see us grow, all this wonderful knowledge grow. And I will welcome you with open arms. Bye for now, folks. And thank you for listening and watching. We hope that you enjoyed the show and were inspired. Come and visit us at selfdiscoverymedia.com and see what other shows we have for you. And please do visit our selfdiscoverycommunity.org and see how you can be a part of giving back. Thank you very much.